Chapter 125. It's over, Rachel thought. She and Tallinn sat side by side on the deck, staring up into the barrel of the Delta soldier's machine gun. Unfortunately, Pickering now knew where Rachel had sent the fax, the office of Senator Sedgwick Sexton. Rachel doubted her father would ever receive the phone message Pickering had just left him. Pickering could probably get to Sexton's office well before anyone else this morning. If Pickering could get in, quietly remove the fax, and delete the phone message before Sexton arrived, there would be no need to harm the senator. William Pickering was probably one of the few people in Washington who could finagle entry to a U.S. senator's office with no fanfare. Rachel was always amazed at what could be accomplished in the name of national security. Of course, if that fails, Rachel thought, Pickering could just fly by and send a Hellfire missile through the window and blow up the fax machine. Something told her this would not be necessary. Sitting close to Tallinn now, Rachel was surprised to feel his hand gently slip into hers. His touch had a tender strength, and their fingers intertwined so naturally that Rachel felt like they'd done this for a lifetime. All she wanted right now was to lie in his arms, sheltered from the oppressive roar of the night sea spiraling around them. Never, she realized, it was not to be. Michael Tallinn felt like a man who had found hope on the way to the gallows. Life is mocking me. For years since Celia's death, Tallinn had endured nights when he wanted to die, hours of pain and loneliness that seemed only escapable by ending it all. And yet he had chosen life, telling himself he could make it alone. Today, for the first time, Tallinn had begun to understand what his friends had been telling him all along. Mike, you don't have to make it alone. You'll find another love. Rachel's hand in his made this irony that much harder to swallow. Fate had cruel timing. He felt as if layers of armor were crumbling away from his heart. For an instant, on the tired decks of the Goya, Tallinn sensed Celia's ghost looking over him, as she often did. Her voice was in the rushing water, speaking the last words she'd spoken to him in life. "You're a survivor," her voice whispered. "Promise me you'll find another love." "I'll never want another," Tallinn had told her. Celia's smile was filled with wisdom. "You'll have to learn." Now, on the deck of the Goya, Tallinn realized he was learning. A deep emotion welled suddenly in his soul. He realized it was happiness, and with it came an overpowering will to live.